You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Whew. You know, I almost had to call in today. I know some of you would have probably appreciated that and preferred it. But, yeah, I almost had to call in. I think that stomach bug that everybody has, I got hit with it. I love how we call everything bugs, right? You know, because we don't want to, I guess, envision a microbe. We kind of like to envision a bug. I'd rather envision the microbe or the paramecium or the amoeba or the spirochete or the treponema or the chlamydia or the gonococcal cocci. I'd rather, you know, actually see what attacked me because I think I could attack it better. I don't think I was attacked by gonococcus this time around. But it was one of those things where I'm just kind of sitting there watching some American Idol, which, by the way, guys, I know a lot of you don't like American Idol anymore because, you know, after, you know, the first couple of years, it kind of got old and the songs they sing kind of blow. But I kind of like it this year because of Harry Connick Jr. And I think Harry Connick Jr. is one of the most talented people in the business right now. Jennifer Lopez, yeah, you know, she's talented. And I like Keith Urban. He's really hot. But, you know, Harry Connick Jr. was actually starting to teach something. He's kind of teaching about the blues and all that. And then Jennifer Lopez shuts him up. And I'm like, come on. That's why I'm watching the show. I'm watching the show, you know, so I can learn how to sing better. Lord knows I need all the help I could get. Anyway, so I'm just kind of sitting there, you know. And remember, yesterday's segment was all about farts. And I really didn't have to. You know, I was like, okay, you know, no gas. This is great. Looks like that's what you have to do. You have to, you know, fight the evil head on, right? So if I don't want to have gas, I just talk about it on air. Well, then all of a sudden, I felt the worst cramps. And you guys know what that's like. So I tell my husband I must be getting my period. Now, whenever I tell my husband I must be getting the period, okay, you know, he basically starts to, you know, go into hazmat mode, right? Where, you know, he starts to suit up. We cover the windows, right? He breaks out the mops. Okay, so he starts going into hazmat modes. The kids start to flee and run. And I'm like, all I did was say, you know, okay, no sympathy. I live in a house full of men, so there's no sympathy, right? You know, whereas if you live with the ladies, they'd be like, oh, poor baby, can I get you some chocolate? Do you want dark chocolate or white chocolate? Do you want hot cocoa? Do you want Godiva? Do you want Ghirardelli? You see, women know how to make other women feel better. Men don't. They just don't. And so, you know, he goes into clean mode. Remember, my father used to say, okay, cover the couches. And I never had an accident, so I really didn't understand that cover the couches. He must have had a girlfriend who, I don't know, must have been like Mount St. Helens when she had her period. And he would always kind of project that on me. And I'm like, you don't have to cover the couches. You know, make me sleep outside with the dog. Hey, why am I sleeping outside with the dog? You're right. The dog should be inside. We'll see you in the morning. But it wasn't my period. I'm not pregnant. It just wasn't my period, for those of you very interested in the story. And it was probably the worst diarrhea I've had in a very, very long time. And we've talked about the different types of diarrhea. Okay, it wasn't explosive. I don't think I've endured, knock on wood, thank the Lord, because I don't want to jinx myself here. I don't think I've had explosive diarrhea for a while. But this was something where I had to basically camp out in the bathroom. Now, I know I was in the bathroom for a long time because, you know, I play Candy Crush. And you run out of lives after probably about 20 so minutes, right? You could play for a while and then you run out of lives. I ran out of lives, and I was only halfway done. So I just sat there and read the news, you know, until it all finished. So I'm a little sore, and I'm a little nauseated and stuff, you could tell, right? But, you know, I came to work. Okay, you see, look how, you know, my engineers are like, really, you didn't have to. For the love of the Lord, please call in next time so we don't have to hear it. But you guys need to know. All right, that I suffer from the same things you guys suffer from. And I think it helps to know that I don't just sit here on my high horse, okay, and I can't because I'm really sore down there. I'm not sitting here on my high horse, you know, acting like, okay, well, you know, you all get sick and I'm just telling you what to do and my poop doesn't stink and this stuff doesn't happen to me. It does. And what it does, it sucks. And I think you actually become a better doctor when you do endure and experience what a lot of your patients experience. You know, so, you know, my getting kicked off my health insurance supposed to happen within the next 6 or 8 weeks. And then I'm probably not going to buy health insurance because I can't afford it. I mean, I'm with you guys. I'm right there dealing with what you're dealing with. I'm not sitting here, you know, acting like it's a problem halfway across the world. And I think it, you know, makes me more relatable. Okay. Maybe I relate too much. And maybe I just don't relate. But at least I'm trying. It's all relative. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we need to talk about a few things here. You know how we used to say one side of the brain controls speech? I never really agreed with that. Okay, you need both sides of the brain, because if you have a stroke on either side of the brain, it could affect speech. Well, scientists are now finally saying both sides of the brain are involved in speech. My guess is they used both sides of their brain to finally figure this out. So glad to know that our hardworking dollars are going to these types of scientific breakthroughs. Then we're going to review which country has the healthiest diet. You may be shocked. Okay, don't worry. America's not the top. No. And then they say many comedians may actually have a mental disorder. Now, we've talked about, I'm not a comedian. See, I'm not funny. So, no, don't put that on me. But remember I talked about how many people in the arts have bipolar? And their bipolar dumb, or their bipolarness, is actually what makes them talented. All right, you see, now, of course, these other scientists are the ones that are going to get the credit for this. But we'll discuss that. You know, maybe the person in your family that is always the jokester or that always has unique talent may be somebody that we need to kind of watch a little closely. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Watch and see if they make some money. Yeah, got to be nice, because if they do make it big or make it rich, okay, you don't want to be the one to, you know, accuse them of a mental illness. You're going to be the one that, you know, wants to be their manager and make the money. California bartenders must now wear gloves under new state law. I am happy about this one. I'll tell you why. And let me see what else I could talk about. My stupid computer looks like my computer's on the fritz. Our job is killing us, especially us middle-aged women who sit all day. Even if you exercise, you're still at risk for cancer. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. Lay it on me. Bring it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, Here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials today. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We also take our emails at drdahlia.com, my website. You can email me a question or at drdahlia@hotmail.com. But drdahlia@hotmail.com. This is an interesting one. I need to stop and read this one to you guys because this is interesting. Gloria from Trenton writes, my husband and I have been married for 3.5 years. The other night I discovered he was watching porn when I didn't know. The hardcore type that put me in a state of shock. I'm sorry, not funny. I can understand the occasional magazine, she writes, but am I wrong to be upset? How do I bring the subject up with my husband that I know he's looking at this behind my back? And, you know, she kind of goes on. Okay, so first of all, if you have a husband that you know, looks at porn, I think that's the norm. And I don't think we have to make a big deal about it. Okay, now I know, you know, this is notwithstanding certain religious beliefs that people may have, but if we put religion aside, most families, that's what the men do. It's just one of those unspoken truths. Okay? You know, wife fantasizes about, I don't know, George Clooney or that guy Thor or what have you. You know, I'm not talking about me because I would say Vigo. And you know, the guys look at their porn. And it's just something that doesn't have to be brought up. You know, if I could just stop here for a second. I think we have a problem with this idea of communication in the marriage. You need to communicate. You have to have good communication in the marriage, but you don't communicate everything. Okay? Guys want their secrets. So do women. So if men are looking at porn, let them have it. I would rather they be doing that than have another secret. Okay, you can't go into a marriage expecting that your husband or partner is going to tell you everything. Okay? Because, you know, one day you're going to be fat. All of us women get fat in our guy in our husband's eyes. No matter what, even if you diet, even if you try to gain as little weight when you're pregnant, you're going to get fat. And your husband or your partner is going to tell you, no, honey, you look fine, you're not fat. And if you're going to accept that lie, then you have to accept the fact that they're going to have some little secret fantasy type thing going on, whether it be looking at a magazine, looking at porn online, even possibly thinking about somebody else. Now, where we have to draw the line as wives is if we think they're going to cheat. Now, I've seen some of these said women on these porn sites. I got nothing to worry about. My husband is not leaving me for that. And if he did leave me, they could have him. I mean, I can't compete. I am so not double jointed, and I don't even think I could even get a razor down. I don't know what these women do, and I don't even want to be like that. You know what? If that's what my husband wants, it could happen. Okay? But it's not. And so I don't think we as wives, and I know we have a lot of male listeners out there, but if I could just talk to the ladies for a quick sec, I don't think we have to force our husbands to unveil or reveal their secrets. Okay? If they like to look at a little porn, let them have it. You know, another problem a lot of women do, when I started to do this too, is I didn't want my husband or anybody could think they have one over on me. And so, even with my kids. And so I went through a phase where if I thought there was something they were secretively doing, I would just tell them, look, I know about it. You know, so then I would get credit for knowing. You know, like, I'm not stupid. They can't put one over on me. And I realized it was a much more strategic move to actually let them think they have one over on me. Let the kids think that they got away with something, okay? And let your husband think that you don't know about the porn, okay? Because then they're not going to continually try to do something else. If this is something you're okay with, okay, then maybe they'll just stay in that little avenue or little lane. Now, with kids, it's harder. Okay? With kids, what I did is so I could kind of let them breathe a little bit and let them think I don't know all their secrets. Okay? What I did do is I threw some unpredictableness. Okay? So, like, for example, I'm like, okay, I need to take your laptop to work. So, you know, like I tell my kids that. So I'm taking your laptop to work. Now, sometimes they have a look of horror. Because, oh my gosh, mom is going to see it. If they go, no, let me see. Give me the laptop back. I'll have it ready for you in a few minutes. You know something's up. And then I sit there and I give them a look like, really? Really? Okay? You know, and I, you know, because, you know, they're probably looking up stuff. And we should have the parental controls, but these kids these days now know how to get around those. So sometimes, you know, let your spouse have that little tiny private time, private area. Let your men have a man cave. I want a man cave. I don't want to be anywhere near the house. I have a little cove. I call it the Dahlia Cove, and it's my space. I don't want, now, of course, the cats get in there and the dogs get in there and stuff, so I really don't have it to myself because it's a cove and it's not my own room. But you do. You need your own cove. And, you know, whether you want to sit there and, you know, listen to the same song over and over again, if it's, you want to look at a picture, if it's, you want to fart and you don't want anybody coming into that space, I think everybody deserves that little bit of space. So I don't think I would bring it up to him unless, of course, this is something that goes against your religion and your beliefs and, you know, your priest would have a problem with it. I just think let him, you know, let him, I would rather he do that than cheat, you know? I don't know. That's just my opinion. I'm not a marriage therapist. Where is my husband right now? I don't know. But he's working. I believe he's, I don't even want to think about that. He's just working. Come on. My husband's a good guy. Look, he doesn't need, you know, actually, my husband doesn't need to look at porn because he's got me. You know, I could just flash him if I wanted to, but I don't. I haven't done that in 17 years. He's probably looking at porn. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody's talking about the Oscar nominations. I don't really get into the whole Oscar nominations because I don't know 90% of these movies. Okay, but for those of you that are really into it, let me just quickly give you the rundown on the best pictures, okay, and the full list. And no, Viggo Mortensen has not been nominated. I'm not sure what he'd be nominated for, but I really dig watching him on the Oscars. And no, I wasn't nominated for anything. I don't understand why. I thought that YouTube video of me talking about douche should have really gotten some accolades, but it didn't. Okay, so here we go. Full list of nominations for the Oscars. Best Picture, 12 Years a Slave, American Hustle. American Hustle I want to see because I think Bradley Cooper in Curls is definitely worth seeing. Captain Phillips I saw. Good movie. Gravity. Gravity was good, but I don't think it was Oscar property. I really don't. I mean, it was a good movie, and I thought George Clooney did a good job and Sandra Bullock did a good job, but I don't know if I would give that Oscar quality. You know what movie should have gotten an Oscar? It was Troy. Brad Pitt and Troy. I thought that movie was so well done with Peter O'Toole and Orlando Bloom. That was Eric Bana. That was a damn good movie. Troy, one of my favorite movies ever. Die Hard should have received something. Die Hard. Oh, my gosh. Dallas Buyers Club. Her. Nebraska. Never heard of these. The Wolf of Wall Street. I heard of that one. And then Philomena. Oh, is Philomena the girly film? I think it has M from 007 in that one. Philomena. Anything like Philomena, you know, is girly. So, lead actor. Chiwetel Ejiofor from 12 Years a Slave. I know who he is. I just can't pronounce his name. Christian Bale in American Hustle. Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio, one of my favorite actors, has never won an Oscar. And he should have won for Titanic, for The Departed. I think Leonardo DiCaprio is so overdue for an Oscar. I don't know if he's going to, you know, win it for The Wolf of Wall Street, but he definitely deserves it. Matt McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club and Bruce Dern, Nebraska. Oh, Michael Fassbender. Oh, my gosh. I have such a crush on him. He is hot. 12 Years a Slave. Bradley Cooper for supporting role. These are supporting role. American Hustle, Jonah Hill, Wolf of Wall Street, Jared Leto, Dallas Buyers Club, and Barkhad Abdi from Captain Phillips. Oh, if he was one of the bad guys, he was good. Best Actress, Sandra Bullock, Amy Adams, Judy Dench, and oh, Judy Dench is in Philomena. Meryl Streep and Kate Blanchett. Best Actress in a Supporting Role, Lupita Nyong'o, Jennifer Lawrence, Sally Hawkins, Julia Roberts, and June Squibb. Best Director, Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity, Steve McQueen, 12 Years a Slave, Dave O. Russell, Martin Scorsese, and Alex Payne. Okay, I'm not going to go on. I really think they do need a best radio show category. I know what dress I would wear. I know exactly what dress I would wear for my first red carpet. I mean, I've been on red carpet before, but nothing for an award that I would win. Yeah. Oh, best sound mixing? Captain Phillips. I think he's going to win that one. Yeah. There was some good sound in that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I guess a food safety law in Los Angeles now, or in California, demands that bartenders wear gloves when they make drinks from now on. They say, like chefs, bartenders now have to wear gloves or use other utensils and are not allowed to touch ice, fruit garnishes, or anything else that goes directly into your glass. Changes to the California Retail Food Code apparently have gone into effect as of this year. Now, you know, I bartended a little bit, and I always kind of was concerned about the sanitary aspect of that. You know, I would scoop the glass. I would scoop up the ice with the glass. You know, I would pour the drinks. I wouldn't really touch the glass, but you touch the straws. Okay, now your hands should be relatively clean, but you know, you touch the straws. And I can't stand tasting that with the, you know, I could tell when I, you know, get a drink and I can taste the straw tastes funny at first because of somebody's fingers. And that's always bothered me. The other thing I can't stand is the garnish. Like, for example, if you go to a restaurant and they put lemon in your water, I always say don't take the lemon, because if bare hands touch the lemon and those hands were dirty and now you have the lemon rind in your drink, it's dirty. And so, you know, I've been just watching this for years, and I've been like, you know, I know everybody tries to be, you know, clean and you know, as aseptic as they can, but there's so many places where I could just taste it, and I'm not really obsessive compulsive about that kind of stuff. I just, you just see it. I mean, when you're a doctor, you see so much and you go through so much, but what you gain an innate sense of is dirty. You know, so if you touch something, okay, and let's say you're not in a place where you can wash your hands, and you're just kind of going about your business, etc. Even if I'm at a grocery store, I will mentally have this like circle kind of around that area that touched until I wash my hands an hour later or whenever I could get to a bathroom. It's just one of those things where if you're working in a sterile environment and you're operating and something happens, you just want to close up and get a whole new sterile tray because, you know, if somebody sneezes or you think a cuff touch something from a patient that shouldn't have, etc. And, you know, you get that kind of ingrained in you. So I've just noticed with drinks that I could taste the straw, the finger sweat on the straw. It's disgusting. And so, you know, I don't like any overpowering rules from the government or anything like that. But I do like this rule. I think wearing gloves is smart. Now, they should be, though, disposable gloves. They're showing pictures of people with kind of fancy looking gloves. Okay, that doesn't help. They have to be kind of disposable gloves. The question will be, how often do you change the gloves? And it's just one of those things where I've never heard of anybody getting sick from their alcoholic beverage, because alcohol, you know, probably kills it before it even goes down the gullet. But still, it's just weird. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Which country has the healthiest diet? Okay, no, America is not even close. According to this one research poll, the Netherlands is the best place in the world to eat. This is being reported by Daily Mail. People in Chad are the worst off. Okay, U.S. came at number 21. We didn't even make the top 20. Great Britain got in there at number 13. The new report was compiled by Oxfam, and they looked at food consumption in 125 countries. Now, I got to be honest, for us to be 21 out of 125, that's not that bad. The Netherlands took the top spot because they have low food prices, low diabetes level, and better nutritional diversity. Okay, also in the top 12 were Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Sweden, Australia, Ireland, Italy, Luxembourg, and Portugal. Okay, but Netherlands, interestingly enough, has the highest levels of obesity. They say they have high levels of obesity. 1 in 5 of its population has a BMI greater than 30. Australia also has high obesity levels. Chad has not as much obese levels, and the worst in terms of food nutrition. But they actually say, though, children of Chad are underweight, 1 in 3. So they have a huge underweight issue. So the worst countries to eat in are Chad, Angola, Ethiopia, Madagascar, Yemen, Niger, Burundi, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Sierra Leone. Whereas the top 10, like we talked about, Netherlands, France. Ooh, France. I really want to go to Europe one day. I've never been. Man, I know. I need to marry a sugar daddy. Netherlands, France, Switzerland, Denmark, Sweden, Austria, Belgium, Ireland, Italy, and Portugal. Okay, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, 18% of people are diabetic and a third are obese. In India, 44% of children underweight. The highest rate in the world. Yemen, comes second for malnutrition. Burundi, number one for malnourished. These are kind of some scary statistics. You know, we Americans, I think we do a lot of food waste. I'd like to see how we're going to move towards food waste. One of the articles that really just kind of blew my mind over this past year, not this past year, but the year before, was how many tons of food we throw out. And it kills me because obviously, you know, and I've seen it, you know, oh, I'm going to push my plate away. I'm not going to eat anymore. And, you know, that food could feed somebody else. It's just something that just really, really drives me crazy. And I come from a family that always told you to clean your plate. Okay, you don't waste food because they came from a family from the Depression era. So I was always taught to clean my plate. Oh, but I was also taught don't take more than you have to eat. Now, I live in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas is the, city of buffets. So you go to the buffet, and by the way, we do need to review buffet etiquette for those of you coming to Vegas. If you are taking a trip to Vegas, please email me at my website at drdahlia.com so I could review some buffet etiquette, because if you're a newbie or an out-of-towner, you're going to get run over. Okay, there are some safety issues at the buffet. All right, but, you know, living in the city of buffets, all right, you put anything and everything on your plate, and you don't give a damn if you don't eat it or not. Why? Because you pay for all you could eat. And it drives me crazy when I see, you know, people, you know, pick up the food. Yeah, I go to a buffet every now and then. It's sometimes cheaper than the restaurants. So I'm at a buffet and I'm watching, you know, because like my kids are like, oh, I'll try this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, just please ship it to Chad or ship it to Madagascar, please. And no, the staff does not eat that. The staff, no, I take care of a lot of workers at these hotels. They don't. They eat from their own cafeteria. They're not supposed to eat from the leftover restaurants, etc. They don't do that. They have their own cafeteria that they eat in, or their own food area. But just really quickly, for those of you new to Vegas or you're coming into Vegas over the weekend and you think you're going to want to go to a buffet, okay, first, pick a plate that's not hot. Okay, the plates will be hot, so go and get your salad plate. I know you don't want to eat salad. I know you didn't come there for a salad, but just get a salad plate because it'll kind of help cool off your hands. If you reach for some of these hot plates, they're very, very hot, okay? I suggest, too, keep the hot food hot and the cool food cool, right? Like that McDonald's sandwich years ago, all right? Put some lettuce on your plate, salad or whatever. Put that plate on the table and go and get a second plate. You don't have to put everything on that one plate. When you do, go into the buffet. There's no right to left or left to right. So if you think you are going to be on the back of the line, you could be stuck there for 20 minutes not getting to move. Okay? Your job is to get an idea of where the line is moving and you stay put. Don't think you could run and grab mashed potatoes from another area and then run back at the carving station. It won't happen. You will not be given your place back. Nobody at the buffet, because everybody thinks that all you can eat is going to end in like 2 minutes. And then desserts. Okay, when you go for the desserts, never, ever put your mouth underneath the ice cream thing, okay? Because you will be shot. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was a very interesting study where British experts have found a link between bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and comedians. All right? And I guess, you know, there's been reports that Ben Stiller may have bipolar, Robin Williams may have bipolar, and although I don't really like to discuss possible or alleged medical issues. These are the things that have pretty been very commonly published. It's just I don't really want to confirm those or not. But what I do find in a lot of my patients is those people that do have certain psychotic personality traits, they're some of the, my most talented patients. And, you know, people will always say that these stars are very eccentric and, you know, they're very hard to please. And you wonder if some of these stars in the olden days that were said to have that were actually true bipolar. And so when you look at somebody and they're able to think that quickly on their feet and they're able to find the humor of something that you couldn't, when they're able to see a dimension that many people can't, okay, I look at them as being able to taste the higher and lower octaves. We've talked about how I look at bipolar, okay? And when you have depression or mania, we call that unipolar, one pole. You're either high or you're low. You're either depressed or you're manic. Bipolar is where you could have depression and mania, where you could, you know, visit both poles, bipolar. Yet, I also look at it more as you have people that kind of circle the equator emotionally. You know, like, you know, no big deal. Like I told you, I worked with somebody at the EPA. It was his birthday. And he was kind of a circle the equator type of guy. And I'm running in there going, oh, my gosh, it's your birthday, dude. It's your birthday. Come on, let's party. He's like, it's another day. And I'm like, but come on, it's your birthday. He's like, it's really no big deal. I'm just going to go home and, you know, watch a movie. You know, the circle the equator type of guys, okay? But then you have the other people that actually taste the octaves, the higher octaves and the lower octaves. And these people that could sense or taste or feel the higher octaves boast amazing gifts. They could either sing the higher octave. They could maybe, be able to play a piano piece without even learning it. They could look at a situation and be able to find the humor of it. All right. But with every gift, there's a curse. And the curse is you also feel things that other people may not feel. Things that wouldn't really normally bother or level somebody will level you. Because of the octaves. You also feel the lower octaves. That's how I kind of look at it. And so when you look at these real talented people who could cry on demand when they act, who, and you know, Robin Williams is one of the most versatile people. You know, people have said that Robin Williams had manic depression or bipolar. You know, if he did, I look at it as such a strength because that's probably why he's able to perform the way he's able to perform. But is some of this something that you're born with and innate to you? Or is it, shall we say, something that you acquire? Now, for example, you'll have people that'll get a job in modeling or they'll get a job in acting. Okay, they're really, really excited about that. Yeehaw! Fine. They're excited, ready to rock and roll. They get to act. Great. Now they're told we gotta lose weight. So they have to lose weight rapidly. And they lose weight rapidly by going to the diet pills or the stimulants. Okay? What was Demi Moore's diet allegedly? 3 Red Bulls a day with a teaspoon of tuna and a piece of lettuce. That way, you know. So you end up being on a diet of stimulants and multiple appetite suppressants, and I think that could start making you bipolar. I think people on chronic stimulants and chronic speed later become bipolar, and maybe not bipolar in its truest definition, but you're very edgy. You're easy to tick off. You're very emotional. Mood swings. And so you'll see some people who've been in the business for years and they become it because they want things the way they want it. Now, for those of you with a talent, some of you may be freaking out going, wait a second, I don't want to be, I'm pretty talented. I do have mood swings. I don't want to be bipolar. Well, listen, just being diagnosed with bipolar shouldn't be a death sentence. It's not, okay? Some people with very severe bipolar, you know, pretty, pretty severe, yes, you know, you need to be medicated, and it could be very, very debilitating. But a lot of people may have mild bipolar that needs to be addressed. Some people deal with their bipolar using Ritalin and attention deficit drugs. Some of them deal with it using antidepressants. I think it's inappropriate to treat bipolar with antidepressants or with Ritalin or attention deficit medications, but because they've never been appropriately diagnosed with that disorder, they end up being misdiagnosed. Or you have somebody who's afraid to get a diagnosis such as that, and they don't allow themselves to be diagnosed with that. They either don't go to the doctor, or a doctor doesn't want to tick them off, label them, stigmatize them. You know, I started doing that where I would tell a patient exactly what I thought, and I'd never see the patient again. And I really found that frustrating because I want to be honest, and I am honest. But when I would be like, look, you know, the reason why the antidepressants are working, et cetera, is because you have bipolar, they would never come back. Because they thought bipolar would label them. They may not be able to get a weapon if they needed to. It would, you know, cause them to lose their job. And they didn't want anything to do with it. So I learned very quickly I couldn't be these people's doctor if they fled and then went to another doctor who wouldn't have the guts to talk to them. So I started to kind of use different terminology. And that's when I started to talk about the octaves, et cetera. And I would say, you know, look, at some point, this could be later diagnosed as bipolar. We should have you assessed to see that it's not. Or if it is a mild form of it, what we could do to prevent progression. And I learned how to speak to people so I could still hopefully get them in a spot where they could be treated. Because my worry is true severe bipolar could be behind a lot of these shootings, assaults, attacks, atomic wedgies that quote-unquote allegedly kill. And if we have all these undiagnosed bipolars that are treating themselves with alcohol or ADD medicines or, I don't know, Valiums, we have a pretty dangerous population. So looking at, you know, researchers going, you know, look, some of these, stars may have had bipolar and, you know, comedians. And I think there was a discussion that there was a talk that Beethoven or Mozart might have had bipolar. Beethoven, I think, had Asperger's. I'm not sure. But, you kind of go back and you know, if you are diagnosed with it, I don't want you to look at it as a negative stigma. Okay, Einstein has been said to have Asperger's, and there's been talk that maybe he had some bipolar. Right? That would make perfect sense. In fact, that would make just all the sense to the world because he could see things that other people couldn't. And that's a gift. But unfortunately, with every gift, you end up having the curse. And, you know, some of you will write me and say, you know, look, how do I stop crying? I don't want to cry, but things bother me more than they bother other people. Well, I like to immediately find out what their gift is. Okay, you know, let's not talk about the negative yet. Okay, we'll deal with that. But what can you do that other people can't? Oh, well, I mean, I could sing a high A three octaves up, or I could paint, or I could memorize the Constitution. I'm like, if you could memorize the Constitution, will you be our president? No, there's always a yin to your yang, if I'm saying that right. Okay, yeah. All right. So, interesting study. I don't know if I made it interesting, but I found it interesting. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.